The Securities and Exchange Commission today takes up several controversial proposals aimed at restoring investor confidence, damaged by corporate scandals at Enron, Global Crossing, and other companies. The SEC will vote on whether to require corporate lawyers to tell regulators when they suspect wrongdoing at the companies for which they work. Commissioners also are expected to approve a rule forcing big mutual fund companies to reveal how they vote on shareholder disputes. Yesterday, the SEC approved new rules governing the relationship between accounting firms and the companies they audit, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Critics have repeatedly complained that big accounting firms didn't do enough to stop the massive fraud that was taking place at companies like WorldCom. One problem, they say, is that firms have long been allowed to sell services like consulting to companies they audit, and this cozy financial relationship, they say, can only compromise auditors' independence. SEC Commissioner Roel Campos says the rules approved unanimously yesterday would address that problem.
The SEC today sets in place an essential part of the foundation for the new era of doing business in America. A new era, I hope, of much greater transparency in business transactions.
The rules explicitly bar accounting firms from performing some non-audit tasks for their clients, such as bookkeeping and financial systems design. They also require companies to rotate the senior partners on their auditing teams periodically, and they bar firms from auditing a company if someone in the company's management worked for the auditing team within the preceding year. The rules approved yesterday had been watered down in recent weeks. For instance, they initially barred accounting firms from certain kinds of tax work, but that regulation was revised. Barbara Roper, Director of Investor Protection at the Consumer Federation of America, said these changes would make the rules less effective.
It's progress. Audits in the future should be more independent than they were a year ago, but we will not see the total independence that the function demands.
The rules leave much of the work of preventing and policing auditing conflicts up to each company's board of directors, and specifically to the board's audit committee. It's up to the committee to set ground rules about what kind of work its auditing firm may do. Paul Brown, professor of accounting at New York University's Stern School of Business, said that if the rules are to do any good, they must be taken seriously by companies.
There is a underlying theme to a lot of what's being passed, which is hoping that the corporate governance structure, and particularly the audit committee aspect to corporate governance, really takes on much more significance and weight than it ever did in the past.
Brown says audit committees have been less than aggressive about carrying out their responsibilities, but he also notes that many companies have been so spooked by the business scandals that they take such matters much more seriously than they once did. SEC Commissioner Paul Atkins said the rules can always be honed and revised if they fall short.
These proposed rules will go a long way towards restoring objectivity to this profession. I want to emphasize that these rules are not necessarily the end of the story. They are simply the first chapter in a book.
Among the rules approved yesterday was one that very much brought to mind the collapse of accounting giant Arthur Andersen last year. The firm was convicted of shredding documents related to its audit of Enron. Yesterday, the SEC unanimously approved a rule requiring accounting firms to hold on to all audit documents for 7 years. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.